This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweet Audio. Go to Tweet Audio, use the code IDS, get 33% off, free shipping worldwide. And guess what? Lifetime warranty.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
Big D, Shawnee, Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now.
And I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah.
I can't even wait for the break, y'all. What's going on? It's your man, Big B. Welcome to the In Deep Show. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? How you living? Woo! We are ready to get it going today. Before I get this one going, I know we do shout-outs at the end and everything and all that good shit. I want to put a couple quick shout-outs in the air real quick if I can. Got to give mad love to my man, Zoe, over there at that Cap Eague. Yo, keep your head up, lover. It's coming. Just keep your head up. You had to get that out there on with the show. I am your man, Big B. This is the In Deep Show. I have a crew with me. And here's who I got. I have my man, the doctor.
What's up, y'all? Y'all ready to do this? I'm feeling good. Let's do it.
Beautiful. I have the queen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. So glad you pushed play.
I have with me just want to run over there and just kiss you all over. Y'all kept crying. She kept listening. Thug Princess is back. Drew Baby.
Hi, everyone. It's wonderful to be repositioned. I mean, here.
Hey,
I came to you. I'm sorry.
And we also have with us today, damn it, Gina.
Damn it, Gina.
Welcome.
Now, damn it, Gina, I know you're new to this, but Queen will, she'll just follow her lead. She'll let you know how this works.
Okay.
When that seat is occupied, things happen.
Oh.
And since, you know, I think there was a reason why she chose that seat today.
Oh, okay.
So.
Wait a minute.
So, Queen, if you can instruct Damage Gina on how things happen around these parts.
I think TP's trying to help you a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a whole bunch of fondling and shit that goes on.
Yeah, look. You see, she's adjusting.
You know what I'm
saying? Hey, there was no fondling last time. Hey, what happened to me?
You wasn't ever in the middle.
Oh, you wasn't.
You was there and there.
Wasn't.
You never made it to the middle.
That's why you wanted the middle. You.
Yes. Uh-huh. Like, you right.
In some of the best ways you've ever known.
I'm looking forward to this show.
This is the chocolate cream filled Oreo.
Oh, my brain.
Oh, shit. The reverse Oreo.
Yes.
Type. I love it. Wow. We got the two vanilla wafers with the chocolate icing.
How about it?
Oh, my.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we got the good photography of this one. This is nice.
Yeah, this is unorthodox, huh? That just made me body roll.
Boy.
Crazy people. Tell you. Damn, Beats Audio, though, whole time? Shit. I'm sorry.
Same, man. You stop paying your check. Shit got done around.
I know. I see. Damn it.
Stop paying your salary to get some equipment around.
Right.
Oh, boy. You look so fire when you just did that move.
You came to me. Yeah,
I did. You look real fire when you did that. I'm just letting you know. I don't know who gave it to who. How was everybody's weekend, man?
It was good.
Okay. It was great.
Just okay. Great. Good. Okay. Great. Duh.
Man, mine was good.
Good.
Mine was real good. I got a lot of rest, man. Had a lot of time to myself.
The girls was out of town?
No, actually, they were home, but for some reason, I just didn't
bother
me. Yeah, you know, I had a lot of time to do stuff I wanted to do. But it's tight. He's got the haircut. He's got his bath.
They
had the Ray Donovan marathon on. Oh, man, I was good. I was good to go.
That's awesome.
I was good to go. They had 15-pack back now. I'm just, you know, I'm elated, you know, just yes. I hear angels.
I mean, that's all.
Damn.
Doc, that's all well and good.
Mm-hmm.
But you just glossed over the most important part of your weekend. You gave Buddy a bath?
Yes.
He was clean?
Yeah, he was clean. He got a haircut, too.
Ooh. That's the second time I heard Buddy a bath.
My boy looking good. My boy looking good.
Who gave Buddy a haircut?
I always cut Buddy's hair.
He cuts Buddy's hair.
Since day one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We took him to PetSmart once. And then, you know, after
the days
we got
that he cut the grass, that's when he
just roll over with the.
I cut everything, the grass, the dog.
Everybody get cut.
But actually, I'm getting pretty good. And on top of that, Buddy's getting relaxed now. You know what I'm saying? At first, I used to have to kind of fight him to do it.
Yeah, because it was happening very far and few in between.
Right, even the bath part. Mm-hmm. He's not trying to get out the tub and all that.
He knows that this is what, all you have to do is create.
Either that or he's like,
a schedule.
I need this.
Yeah. It's been like 2 months. Dirty.
Hey, I got a tan.
I feel bad about myself.
I got a tan and I got fur. I don't even understand how this happened.
I can't stand how I smell.
You know, ain't too many ambulances out here now.
Ambulances?
Ambulances. It's going to take a while for them to get here. You keep that shit up.
You sound like a pretty stone.
You know where I got that from? You ever seen American? You ever seen American Gangster?
Yes.
You remember at first when, what's his name? Bumpy was dying?
Uh-huh.
And Denzel was like, get an ambulance. We need an ambulance. I was like, damn. No, that's the only one said that. Denzel said it. I can say it too. Shit.
Oh, no.
Get your goddamn ambulance. All right, Shit.
Wow.
Of course, Bubby died. The ambulance. Because
nobody knew what an ambulance was.
Right. He was close to D.C. He was close to D.C. They didn't have about two of them in the whole city.
One didn't work.
Right. One was being fixed.
Damn it. You came to D.C.
Right.
Oh, well, great. My weekend was productive. You know, I earned a couple brownie points with my new supervisor. And I got some grocery shopping done. And
except for the onion.
Stuff like that. Yeah, except for
Damn, what
you left the door open, man.
You want your mic cut early, don't you? I see how we're going to do this.
I'm sorry.
I missed it.
The Pope is still in my mind.
I forgot an onion I needed to cook for dinner.
And I needed an onion tonight, too. And I was like, just screw it.
I just need an onion out.
Damn it.
You just put it in the half and y'all just...
Yeah, I really did need that.
You need the whole one.
Because, I mean, what's the sense of having broccoli, sweet potato, green peppers, red peppers, and no onion?
Yeah, just make the rest of us hungry.
Right? I know, right? When's dinner?
Yeah, how about
happening
that?
Now.
Oh.
I had to cook it a little
bit. I
know
where I'm going after the show. Jeez. Sound pretty good.
KGP.
How my man doing?
Huh? He's good.
He's good.
Tell myself, what's that? We had a little weekend getaway last week. We went to Ocean City. We had a really fun
just
time.
The two?
Mm-hmm. With another couple.
Okay.
He has friends
no
now.
No kids.
What? Yes.
Yes.
Because of me. Because of me. Now. My long, this guy that I grew up with, him and his wife, mm-hmm. he actually cut some
he actually cuts our hair. Like, he, Kenny was just like off the, you know, I'm just sticking with this person and that's it. But I got him turned him on to the guy, and then and they developed a friendship.
We gonna make him a metrosexual yet.
Why?
With me getting his feet done and him getting his hair done, the haircut. Yeah.
He got his feet done this year. I'm looking forward to next year.
She gonna wake up.
It's an annual thing.
He did. Just in June. Last year was in May. Maybe we can make it in July or something.
There
I don't
you go.
Know for next year.
Gradual cool. improvements.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gradual.
Mm-hmm. He's such a brute. I call him Grizzly Bear.
Like
and
it.
And then this year.
He like it.
He saved me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That
is. Yes.
And with that said, I think it's time we start this show. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
If you ready, I'm ready.
Yes.
This is Blow Fly, the master of class. And I'm here to sock some soul to your ass. Guys and girls, bull daggers and faggots. Just gonna rap in your ear till your ass get raggedy. The world should end, I'd be under no strain. I'd blast right off with my dangling. Wanna rap to all of you motherfuckers about my best friend, those no good truckers. Ride down the road, carrying a load. Feeling more sexy than a pregnant toad. Checking out the scene on my CB, cause I don't want no bears fucking with me. That's a big 10-4, good buddy. Yeah. Smoking weed, feeling fine, when suddenly I see a blue light behind. Call a dickhead, check out my crack. Think I got a bear on my back. He's on my ass, and that's no joke, but I'm gonna leave that blue light motherfucker in the smoke. 10-4. City. One, two, I said, fuck you. Three, four, your mammy's a whore. Five, six, check out this dick. While going around the car, doing about 80, looking between the thighs of some big pussy lady. While checking out the thighs of this fine hoe, I could tell she had a lot of ass below. But stopped up ahead for a bite to eat. I said, hey bitch, give me some of this fine meat. She said, I got it here, so come on with it. But just make sure you got enough meat to get it. I said, my hands are large and my prick is bigger. Just open up your thighs while I pull my trigger. Yeah. I grabbed the bitch by the hand and headed for the room. She had a fine body but a face like a coon. She sat on the bed and pulled off her clothes as the funk from my pussy started fucking with my nose. Suddenly I find that it all was a waste, cause there was a big prick staring me in the face. I kicked it with my feet and hit it with my hand. What I thought was a bitch was nothing but a man. And you know what I did then? I said, ooh. I said, ah. I said, ooh. I said, ooh, ah, and I got the hell out of there. That's what I did. So I grabbed my shit and got back in the truck. And I thought to myself, what the fuck? After messing up my day and spoiling my plans, I said to myself, I can still use my hands. Thought about the fine bitch I had back home, and suddenly I couldn't help but to play with my bone. Yeah. While riding to the state of Alabama, in a little town where I love to ramble, I went in his bar, said, what the heck? Motherfucker, no good redneck. Some asshole at the end of the bar said, hey, nigga boy, do you know who you are? I pulled out my dick and broke the bartender's glass, and I said, oh, you motherfuckers can't kick my ass. I remember what my daddy said one night. He said, niggas pricks is bigger than white. But my black ass was in for a big surprise, cause that cracker's dick was three times my size. And of course, you know, that isn't a big 10-4. I said, bitch, don't y'all fail me now. Let's get the hell out of here. He said, boy, I'm gonna kick your ass till your head turns blue. There ain't nothing I hate worse than a nigger or Jew. I said, are you sure you wanna fuck with me? I'm a distant cousin to Muhammad Ali. Suddenly his big freak began to shrink. He said, come on, boy, let's have a drink. Those rednecks in the corner started getting up out of their seats, carrying big clubs, wearing white sheets. He
said, listen, nigga man, I'm the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. He said, there's no nigga better than me. Motherfuck you and Muhammad Ali. I threw my drink in his face and I started to run as I felt the lead from his shotgun. I got in my rig and covered up my face and I drove my truck through that motherfucking place. Hoes started to run, it was glass in the hair and crackers' ass was flying everywhere. The Grand Dragon was on the ground with his ass bloody and I looked at him, I said, 10-4, good buddy. Yeah. I reached in the seat and grabbed a bottle of wine and I looked in the mirror and said, I can't stand myself sometimes. And then I said, ooh, I said, ah, I said, ooh.
Belong to me.
Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I
can yeah.
Look, like that little man out the boat,
and you get to shake him and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What it be, nigga?
Hey, I got a real quick question. I'm a little confused. When my man was in there with the dude, and the dude pulled out the dick, he said all I can say, ooh. I'm like, so what are you?
Then he left.
Right.
Yeah, he was amazed at how big it was.
But first he said how bad the pussy stink, but it turned out to be a dick. So this nigga dick's what?
Yeah. How close was?
Yeah, you had to be
right.
Close to know it was a penis and a vagina.
Right.
Yeah.
But then he said, ooh, I, the, ooh, ooh, the, I. And then he left. You know, so, hey,
you
I
sure
don't.
Sure, he left. He
said, no, he said he went to his truck, started thinking about his chick at home.
And jerked off.
Yes, and then he rolled on.
Now.
If, but there was a little bit of time. It was,
right.
Yeah. Right. Why were you saying, if I was, ooh, I, the, ooh, ooh, die?
Right. Right. If I was mistakenly right confronted out with a penis, I don't think the next thing I'm going to do is go jerk off.
Or say, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh.
Right. Yeah, because that wasn't the next thing that he did.
Right. None of the
right. Next thing he did was insertion. Insertion.
Right. Right. And then he said, ooh, ah, ooh,
yeah, ooh, yeah. He okay. Was, while yeah. He was inserting.
Uh-huh. He left some of that out.
And I was like, don't tell nobody about this.
Right. All right. All right.
The worst.
Let me see. Okay. I got an update on
Doc's fault.
You did, this is your fault.
Doc keep trying to compete with me for music.
Oh, that's okay. Hey man, oh, you come up with some good ones though, man. I come up with one every now and again, but I don't know where you find it. Where you find these things?
Please.
That's what it is.
Don't let it happen again.
Right. I'm like, cut that shit out.
Cut the gay shit.
Remember they hit it last week.
Hell no. Okay. In the latest Chris Brown baby mama news, okay, him and his baby mama Nia Guzman, they finally come to an agreement. Okay, now Chris will have the baby 12 days out of the month. Okay, with no, you know,
almost half every month.
That's almost half. Okay. You know, with no supervision and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so that's pretty good. But Chris is gonna be they named the baby's official name will be Royalty Brown.
What was her name before
no
that?
No middle name. Well, it was, I think they were calling it Royalty, but it wasn't
calling
really
it
official.
Yeah, you right.
The baby.
You right, though, because that's what they calling these kids it's. These names that deserve to be on a puppy.
Royalty. How about that? How about that? Chris has to pay her $2,500 a month. Okay, he also.
Oh my word, that's a whole lot.
That's not too bad.
No, that's great, but yeah. Okay, go ahead.
But he also has to pay $15,000 back support.
Oh, that ain't nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. He also has to pay the schooling, health insurance, medical bills, nanny bills.
Oh. Public school ex-girlfriend. Nanny.
But if he's gonna have her 12 days out of the month. The mom is that busy for the next, 18 days that she can't? Was it 18? No, 12 days?
Depending on
18 days she's so busy that she can't take care of and she needs all this?
If the baby needs a nanny, I mean, goddamn.
Yeah, he got her.
I can understand if he needs a nanny when she's with him.
Exactly.
Right.
Because he on tour and shit, but when she with mama,
she shouldn't need a nanny.
She need to be with mama.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe pay a little aftercare or something.
Does she have a job? Maybe she has a job.
Okay, aftercare.
Video vixen.
Oh.
Right.
Video vixenator.
She had
on the pole?
Ass clappinator.
Oh, boy. But anyway, if y'all remember that Chris had to be tested at the last little hearing they had, he had to be tested.
For HIV?
No,
I mean what?
Maybe you should.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
now
you have the answer.
I have the answer.
Oh, wait. What do we say?
Hold on, wait a minute. Stop.
Y'all want to take a poll?
No. Stop the music. Stop. I just want a moment of silence for the follow up. I just.
I like that. Gave me time to drink.
Thank you.
All right.
Got a follow up, y'all. It's only been 5 years, but we got a follow up.
He did test positive for weed and codeine.
Oh,
God damn it.
Oh, Chris, I would have never thought.
That could have been cough medicine, though.
Damn it.
But he had a prescription for both.
Really?
For weed? Of course.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
Wow.
Of course. You can see how that
happens. Yeah, when you got money.
Right.
But, well, my whole thing is.
I need some of that shit right now.
I need a prescription.
Does the drug deal have any?
No.
But my whole thing is, okay, if you knew you were positive and you knew you had a prescription for it, when you did it, why didn't you say, okay, I'm going to let you know right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got a prescription for weed and I got a prescription for codeine.
So why is it
just coming out now?
So you can suck it to them.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, let them build it up like something.
Let
real.
Him, so let them fuck with you and be
game
like,
game time, bitches.
Drop the mic on.
Oh, okay. Like Lucius, huh?
Yes.
Y'all ain't getting shit.
Game time, bitches.
Right. I like that shit. Anyway, to top it all off, the settlement is subjected to a judge's approval. So it is what it is.
I think that's
so. One
too
more
much.
Person has to get paid off. Okay.
Right, you know, they got to think of somebody, the hairstylist for the baby or something. That's crazy. Like $2,500 in medical insurance. I get it. Medical insurance, maybe before and after care, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And the back pay, if this is what he is, you know, owes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, why anything? Well, a nanny?
School.
Yeah, well, school. Yeah, we'll say school. So school, before, after care, all the schooling.
Mm-hmm.
I can
like,
dig it.
Is she going? Isn't she like two?
Yeah, she's 2.5 milliseconds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A year and a half. Yeah, she's still she's not even talking.
Yeah,
good.
So daycare. I can dig it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's why they want the nanny thing. I'm guessing.
But what does that leave her? What's her responsibility at the end of the day?
Yeah, exactly. The another thing is how does she
find her next meal ticket?
Wow. How about that? She got time.
Well,
she
got 18 no one told days. Him to that have takes, unprotected
that,
sex.
That
sorry.
Takes plane, trains, and automobile.
Look, no true. One told him to not protect himself
not
and his
him.
Penis.
He's paying his. Both, yeah. We need to keep her income coming.
Well, don't
in.
Get me wrong.
And
she sucks too.
Eventually, she's going to need a raise.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Of course.
So mm-hmm. another child.
Because I thought maybe it was word on the streets. Maybe it's some of Doc's people. But...
stir all that up.
I was told that she was feeling some kind of way about the $2,500, like it wasn't enough. Is that true?
Yeah, she tried for $12,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
when
quite
she initially.
More.
That's dumb. Like really?
Yeah, she tried it.
That's so.
It didn't work.
I can't.
And word on the street,
it's just annoying. Like I can't stand that shit. And then these young celebrity, well. These young men, celebrities or whatever, get themselves in this predicament all the time. Mm-hmm. It never fails. Like,
You brought that shit on yourself.
You brought it on yourself. You know, like sons of bitches. Right. Damn. Why don't you come over and get some of this pussy? I can get some. You know what I'm saying? My fucking need some money.
Ain't gonna have no repercussions, huh? No repercussions.
$2,500. That's good for me.
Hold on. It'll be some
repercussions.
All right.
AK, bring that $2,500. I've been having that pussy for a minute. I probably got a number now. I can work at that.
Oh my god. Oh,
put some on it.
You finally got a number though.
I ain't got it, but I can put something on it.
Put $500 on it.
That's crazy. Mark, I got $4 in my wallet now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, shit. Hey, Doc. Okay. Auctioning the pussy. No.
I got five. I got five coming from number 19. Can I get seven?
Oh, yeah. So petty.
Woo. But you know what, though? I heard her boyfriend. His name is King.
Hold on. She got a boyfriend?
Well, she had one.
He $2,500 too.
Right, but check this out. This Bama got locked up. He got locked up for forging checks and some shit like that.
Damn.
Right, so now maybe she need that. She need a little more than the $2,500.
He
turned himself in after he saw himself on TV.
How she gonna get her boo out of jail with only $2,500 a month from Chris Brown?
Okay,
she get that 15, she be right.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's stupid. Mm.
She ain't gonna help him out.
She ain't gonna help him out.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, baby, I'll see you when you get out.
That's stupid. You want some cigarettes?
Right.
That's best I can do. That's best I can do.
Five toys of Oodles and Noodle Pack.
Yeah, how about that? But anyway, a couple of days ago, my man Fetty Wap, okay, apparently he think he's a motorcyclist to the real. This man would be doing tricks and shit, weaving in between cars, weaving in between people. Now, they were shooting a video. Him, Chris Brown, and French Montana. Okay. Now, they were saying, even during the video, after the video, he was still doing all that crazy shit on the motorcycle. Okay. Now, a couple of days later, this Bama then ran into a car on his motorcycle and broke his leg in three places. And yeah, they had him in the hospital. And, you know, the doctor was, you know, trying to find out what was wrong with his leg. And guess what he said? And what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Wait. Can I?
Was that the doctor?
I think that was the wrong artist.
Sorry, I thought it was funny.
Thank you very much.
Because you know what he put. You know what, Mark? I love you.
Okay, moving on. I know you can right come back.
I'm not.
Yeah, is he still in the hospital? Yeah, did he get out? What happened to the driver of the car?
He's still in
the
hospital as far as I know. Okay.
What happened to the driver of the car that he hit?
Well, the driver that was inside the car?
That he hit.
Well, I'm pretty sure the driver of the car was okay.
They went to the hospital too. Okay, I was just testing to see if you knew.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you just say that instead of testing me?
Because I was asking.
Y'all remember the rapper Freeway?
Story before that.
Yes. The rapper Freeway? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No?
Hey. Just in case y'all wanted to know what the joke was. Thank you, Rich Homie Quan.
Yeah. Okay. Right. The rapper Freeway. His kidneys collapsed on him.
Damn.
Yeah. So he's in the hospital and everything. So we just want to send prayers and all that kind of stuff out.
I miss that era.
I know.
That Rockefeller era.
Free was.
Beanie Siegel. Even little weak little men. Memphis Bleak. But they just all meshed well. It was just it was a good time in music.
And I like the little youngins too. What were their name?
Leaf. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was when rapping was good.
The golden era.
That was. Rockefeller was on
you
top.
You young whippersnappers don't know about that.
Why won't Drake leave Meek alone, man? You done already messed the boy all up.
But
you tell me something. Y'all think me gonna come back strong?
I think he'll come back, but I don't know how strong it's gonna be.
You don't know.
Because Drake, I mean, this sounds like real. This might sound politically incorrect to word it this way, but he's graceful with his lyrics. It doesn't take much for him to body somebody of that caliber. Meek.
But you know what though, from what a lot of the youngest
Mills.
But from what a lot of what a lot of youngers were saying when it first started, before Meek came back with his little weak thing,
mm-hmm.
they was like, "Oh man, Meek Mill gonna do this. Meek Mill gonna
of
come
course,
back.
Of course, they're gonna hype it up."
Mm-hmm. But it was like, wasn't it days? It's,
yeah,
yeah.
And, it's,
and that was the whole.
Then you knew it wasn't.
It's unfortunate because his whole beef with Drake is the fact that he didn't give him artist support by retweeting his album and all this other stuff is coming out. You know, kind of like. The shit that your PR supposed to do, not another artist. Drake didn't have to do that. I get it. You may have done it when his album came out because you was that psyched and excited about it. Maybe Drake was busy or just didn't feel like he needed to do that. You know, so why beef over it? Mm. Why beef? So get you on your PR.
You don't think Nicki had nothing to do with it?
I don't know. I can care less as far as her is concerned, but y'all men, I mean, you got the booty. You think
Drake hit Nicki though?
Do I think he hit her?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Maybe.
Perhaps they kept it on the low.
I don't even think Meek hitting it.
Damn. Ain't nobody getting that. Damn.
I don't know. She gave the baby daddy status.
I think her ex. He got it.
Oh, yeah.
He's acting a complete fucking fool.
Oh, wait a minute. What was her? I forgot. What was her
sangria? What's his name? I keep forgetting.
Did you say
Sriracha?
I'm not alone. Right.
San Juan.
Yeah, he stayed talking about her and all bitchy.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my.
Bless his little bitchy heart.
Girl.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
That concludes my diagnosis.
But wait a minute. Hold on.
Uh-oh,
real
but
quick.
You can't. Come on.
Bow Wow and somebody signed with Bad Boy. Who was the other person?
Bow Wow?
Yes. But Bad Boy, though.
You mean like recently?
Yeah.
Oh,
Bow Wow. And
there's still money there. And they putting the Trackmasters back together.
Safari. I knew it was with a song.
Sorry,
but. Putting the Trackmasters back together. That might be a good look.
Oh, this is 2015?
Hey,
I think so.
Just please.
Put it this way, Puffy ain't broke.
I know.
Oh, no, that's
so
not,
there's
no.
still some money there.
It's not even that. It's not even that. I think Puffy is broke because he's getting that guap. He's getting that residual income. Mm-hmm. But it's just how he is with his artists. Like,
he always
they're non-existent.
Treat
you
them like
you
shit
find, yeah, you they find do. They get signed and
man,
and then
read that paperwork,
and then the
man.
Female artists get found on
Craigslist?
No, Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, okay.
Atlanta.
Not Craigslist.
eBay?
Yeah, then, no doubt. You gotta have somebody to read that shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then between what is
handcuffing Ice Cube and Easy and all them.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe some of them are reading, but Boyce because they're so desperate to become
and
stars, they're willing to still sign
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. But that's not Puffy's fault.
Take well, that. Right. But he's a dick.
No, he's
a
businessman.
A lot of their careers go in the toilet. 112 is one of
sorry.
Them.
Sorry.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you got
to
be honest.
You still need
keep
to be a
relevant.
Decent businessman.
Keep yourself relevant.
He's not even relevant.
Who's not relevant?
Puffy's a dick.
Okay. A rich dick.
Yeah. And getting
not
a
one
getting
yeah, that's
and
a
he's
thing.
Not looking
like,
for another career.
But, see,
but it's like, when do you? Why would you want to be known as being a dick?
Yeah.
Like, why is it that?
But that's the thing, though. See, he's a dick to... He's a dick to people after their careers are lost. Just like Jay-Z was a dick when he wouldn't write no more lyrics for Foxy. And Jay-Z was a dick when he wouldn't put, what's his name, back on that got him
Dame.
On.
Dame Dash?
No.
Oh, what's his face? The two,
Jazzo.
Jazzo, right, yeah.
So everybody's a dick when they need something else from you. But when you was getting it, he wasn't a dick. You wasn't in your video talking about you a dick, whatever. you was getting it, and you was counting your money, and you was doing your shit, and you was popping bottles, and you was trying to keep up. You was trying to match your 100,000 with millionaires.
Can't do it.
And you didn't keep up. So now you broke, and he's a dick?
That's not why he's a dick. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, anybody remember making the band? Yes. To go get him a Genius Cheesecake, and then he was like, now I want this shit.
Yeah, that's a dick.
But that's showmanship, though.
Yeah, but that was a dick move, though.
That's
but
I get what that's showmanship. I mean, everybody gets hazed.
But even after that,
that's like on you get on a football team, you're a rookie, you carry everybody's equipment for your first year. And then guess what? When you get on next year, somebody carrying your equipment.
Real quick, you know, going sideways. Look how far reality shows have come. We talking about that shit was years ago. Yeah. And then there's other shows that was like years ago before that. Like, that's crazy. Like, we need to get one.
But Drew, I know, right?
Yeah.
Name one person off of that show making the band. What's one of the artists?
Dylan, Dylan, Dylan.
Thank
Fire.
You.
Fire.
Would you even know what a Dylan was if it wasn't for Puffy?
Is he doing anything?
Cheesecake, cheese steak, cheese
cake factory.
Or no? Mm-hmm. Would you even know about a Dylan?
Cake factory, boo.
Right.
So wait, that's what I'm saying.
He's a dick.
Giving you a platform. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What you do with it after that is up to you.
Mary J. Blige is the only one that survived because he let her out of
No. And what did she do?
He let her out of her contract because she was on drugs and whatever else. Shit. And he thought he wasn't going to make any money off her.
Know
She's
your
the
shit.
Only one that still survived. Uh-oh.
Stop it.
Uh-oh. Okay,
and what did she do 2 albums later? Came back to him. Because that career wasn't going where she needed it to go.
But it is
so
now.
She went because she did what? She went back to Puffy and got that platform again.
No, she didn't.
Oh, absolutely. Check your math.
Whatever.
Okay? Come on, dinosaur. you're going up against the wrong nigga on music
Uh-oh.
Here.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Dial and remember, up.
All
Dial
that. Up. Oh, when they split up, all she had to do was talk nothing but negative shit about him. Mm-hmm. But as soon as that last album didn't get to where she needed it, oh, you know, me and Puffy, we worked that shit out. And you know that. Right. Yeah, of course you did. That motherfucker, the paperwork was right. Mm-hmm. The numbers was right. So you signed.
And the last award show I saw on, she praised him too because he was sitting right there. She was like, I like to
thank Puffy. She had to. She signed her soul to the devil.
All right.
Wow.
Pay your rent.
That devil made $69 million last year.
Pay your fat.
All right.
Devil.
That's it, Diagnosis Doc?
That's it, Pippin.
All right. Let's get out of here. Man, Freeway, get better, soldier.
Yes, sir.
Rockefeller millionaires, bitch.
Big
early.
Big
That's right.
Big
30 mil in the bank, 30 grand on the wrist, and 20 more in the Swiss, and 30 birds in the tank. Diamonds all in the face. Find your face when it glisten. Ace of Spain, not that Chrissy. And you know what we drink. Got my Arda McKay and my new Gucci slippers and my loafers from Louis. What the fuck did you think when I step in the place? Bitches running up to me yelling.
Hood Times was taped before a live podcast audience.
I'm fumbling through this goddamn newspaper and still can't find a fucking job.
Ray, baby, look, you got to have a little bit of faith and a lot of patience, okay?
Yeah, yeah, daddy, something will happen soon.
You girls are absolutely right. Something will happen soon, because I got a feeling.
That's the spirit. What do you have a feeling about, Ray?
Well, baby, I got a feeling we won't have no fucking food in the house. I got a feeling it's going to be dark in this bitch because there ain't going to be no electricity. And I got a feeling that we're going to be some homeless ass motherfuckers.
Hey, Aroma.
Hey, everybody.
Now I have a feeling that all my fucking business is about to be on the streets.
Damn it, Ray. Oh, yeah. We've been through times like this before and this shit worked out.
Out being the key word, because our black ass is about to be out on the streets.
She's right, you know. I've been keeping my mouth shut a time or two.
Come on, Daddy. You are a strong black man who always overcomes adversity.
God damn it, that's right, Ray.
God damn it, nigga. You just getting up out of bed?
I had to work a double last night, Dad. Jimmy didn't show, and I know we need the dough.
So now what, you some type of fucking rapper?
Yeah, introducing No Sense.
That was a good one, Scary J Flies. Maybe if you get the Budweiser horses their head back, we can have the Christmas commercials again.
Maybe if you stop drinking all the Budweiser.
Oh, God damn it. That's enough, Ike and Tina. Your father is feeling bad as shit because he can't find no job. That's enough.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Dad, Mr. Jenkins called from Premier Car Wash. He called yesterday. He said he needs a manager for the car wash. And if you wanted it, the job is yours. You just need to give him a call today. Here's the number.
Damn it, June. I've been waiting for a door to open up.
Maybe No Sense has a few cents after all.
Hell, what you waiting on, Ray? Call him.
I'm calling him now. Hold on. It's ringing. Mr. Jenkins? Hey, this is Ray. You asked my son to give you a call. Yeah? Uh-huh. Right? Yes? Yes, sir. I can do that. Well, all right. Goodbye.
Well,
I start Monday. I told you I had a feeling everything was going to be all right. Baby, you got to stop worrying so much.
Damn it, Ray. Nigga, I love you.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackhead stroll.
Hi, this is Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
Well, as Big B would say, if he wasn't so drinky, welcome back.
Queen.
Oh, what?
There was a moment that everybody just missed right there. Now, I'm not going to break my arm patting the IDS show on the back.
Okay.
But y'all should have seen damn it Gina's face when she was like, hold on, wait a minute. Was that really Bobby Caldwell giving props to the Indie Show? Look, she was singing. She was like, yeah, she was getting it. And when he came on, she was like.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Boo. That was maybe just bigger than I thought.
Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, my God.
You got recognized.
We some kind of hot.
I see. I was like, ooh.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Right? Okay. So, let's go with last week's question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because someone answered it. Well, a couple people answered it, and I would like to get, you know, TP's opinion on it too. So we all have our fantasy star crushes, but realistically speaking, what star is your ultimate type? Why? And if you're married, how close did you come to marrying someone that resembles your crush? So Miss Angela said, my crushes would be Bruce because he can make me laugh. Dwayne Johnson because he is P-H-A-T. And
pretty
then Henry,
tempting.
Right? And Henry Carville, because he's just more than eye candy. Mm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. That was Superman, right? I think that was Superman.
I know no male character.
Okay. Well, we know who The Rock is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's between my legs.
Is he?
Is he?
Is he?
Wait,
what
was
boy, you left the door
cooking.
Open
Mark,
for that shit.
What was that song where the guy was like, let me.
Oh, right.
I'm saying,
hey, that's what the Rock do for
some
you.
Reason. It's happening on me right now, so it's that of a Rock.
So
maybe it's the lineup. I don't know.
Probably the lineup because it's super dope. Awesome.
There is deep sis. Listen here. There is so much titty in the studio right now. I am fucking having a problem. It has caused me to drink a little bit too much, so I'm turning the show over to Queen because I will derail this bitch right now. There is so much titty in this room. Like,
titty okay. Committee.
You all got right. Two
titty
fans
committee.
Going on.
Okay. So, Miss Drew Baby,
yes.
My mouth
yes.
Watering, Doc.
What is the answer to my questiones?
Okay. Slight curveball. Not even curveball, but I've had a dream that I was intimate with Damon Wayans. My long-term crush and with fantasize about getting with is D'Angelo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And because I've gotten really close to this guy for a hot second is Idris.
Mm-hmm.
He kissed my hand.
Ooh.
Oh,
that he was on my list last week.
He was.
Yeah, he
actually he was number
he
one.
He kissed it.
He kissed my hand.
Like really?
Yeah, like kissed my hand.
Like right there.
Right there.
I might need to lick that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Wait a minute,
Dewey.
I'm sorry. Right here.
Do it.
Yeah. I dare you.
Tweet audio.
Behind. Do it right now.
She gonna kiss. The motherfucking hand.
And he's like, he's a roundaway fine in person. Like,
ooh,
he's
and
really
then
nice
he would,
looking
like,
in person.
He
like,
would speak, and he has an accent.
I just want him to be, I want him to, I want us to role play all the time. He could be stringer when it's time to really take the.
Take it.
Yeah, and then he could be a gentleman when we're out. He could be Idris. In public. He's nice to look at.
Oh yeah.
All right.
And he loves music just like you do.
Yes.
All right.
I have a song that he's done. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But those are my three. But D'Angelo, if anything.
Yeah.
Off the break. That's my little boo right there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Idris, I don't know.
Idris, I don't even think that he likes anybody.
What? He
my
loves
complexion.
Black women.
My
he
complexion.
Does. Your complexion, mine, everybody's.
I don't know.
Come on.
Was it a lie or was it true that he hung out with K Michelle?
Oh no, that was like they was together for like 8-9 months, something like that.
Okay.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, well true, yeah, you're right.
Then he said he had to go back to his wife.
What?
I hate your face right there. That's what I heard.
Don't ruin it.
She wrote a whole album.
It wasn't a wife. Don't ruin it. I think it was the woman that he had a baby by.
Right.
Now. That's not his wife. Okay. Shit.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you a baby daddy. You was a baby daddy before you became married.
Now, Queenie.
I ain't gonna tell you that shit.
Queenie. Now, if you remember.
God damn it.
If you remember back to last week when I answered the question, mm-hmm. who did I say my questions were?
Oh, God.
I know Sanaa.
Uh-huh. And what was the other one?
Lettucey?
She heard my call.
Layla. Whoopi Goldberg.
Layla.
Yeah, Layla is my crush, too.
Whoopi and
Whoopi.
Layla. Layla will be in town this weekend.
Mm. Oh, my.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Oh, I thought you were about to make a plea.
Huh? I'm just saying, in case she's, you know, checking out the show
before she
gets to town.
Ma'am, you don't know who.
You know
two
what I'm
fingers.
Saying? You didn't know Bobby Caldwell, motherfucker, fucked with us.
You need to reach out to Paul. You know he might be able to get
Let's
you.
Reach out to Idris.
And, it might be a birthday gift for you.
I just wanted to, you know, let her know that your man Big B here at the Indeep Show, been a minute since we talked. And I know back then you were doing your thing and I was doing my thing and we were doing our thing and we never got our thing together just right, but what is important is that we are once again in each other's space.
Word.
And together we can keep the legacy alive. I'll let you hyphenate the last name.
Does she have to change it? You wouldn't even care. You don't care.
I'm just saying.
He would be Brian Hathaway.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like Oprah shit.
That can happen.
Mm-hmm. Brian Hathaway Muir.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Brian Muir Hathaway. Has a ring to it.
I'm just saying. Back to the show.
So, B, we have some more feedback?
We do. Oh. Was it more important than Layla?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, it's only two, Sanaa and Layla.
Yeah, that's all.
He's like, that's enough.
Yes.
No, Layla is like my ultimate girl. No, I'm sorry. Mm. Jill is my ultimate girl.
Yes.
Crush, but Layla, they right there.
Don't
they
talk
right
about
there at
Jill.
Each other.
I have and I will continue.
I love Jill.
I loved Jill, too, until
currently.
She got jaded.
Look, stuff happens. She's a little upset right now. She'll be fine.
But you want to know
She's
what?
Still
I
great.
Didn't. What she delivered at the concert that you went to, and her album doesn't sound like that. It didn't sound that extreme. But that's another story.
For another day.
I dig it.
Be mad.
Love her.
I dig it. I mean, you know, we're all here to do what we do.
That's right.
But since we're talking about Layla.
If I could, I'd give you the world. Wrap it all around you. Won't be satisfied with just a piece of his heart.
All right. I think a little bit of skeet came
out.
Yeah, a little bit of skeet came out over here, too.
Right?
Wow.
You know
that
what?
Was
my,
pretty good.
My song with her is Street Life.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang. Mm. All right, let's get back to this feedback.
Yes.
Who do we have? Okay, feedback. I don't know if it has anything to do with the question. Because you know what happens.
Please let it be who I think it is.
Please
when feedback
is
goes
it who I think it is?
Rogue.
Okay.
Hi, Idea family. I want to make a comment about the caller last week. I'm sorry. About his comment on, damn it, Gina, being on some type of feminist kick. or trying to save a hoe. I just want to say, you know, someone has to advocate for us women. And whether or not you a hoe, a thot, or just a classic woman, whatever you want to call yourself, call in, write in, and give your comments. Because, damn it, Gina got you. This is Consistent Caller. I'm out.
Yes.
I'm a classic hoe.
Hey.
You can be too if you look this hoish. I'm a classic hoe.
Number 19.
Thank you, Consistent Caller. Consistent. I think that was awesome feedback. Right.
Yo.
Yes.
When, that was what said.
All I ask. Do y'all remember the movie The Perfect Storm?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The title says what it was about.
A storm.
All I ask is that Consistent Caller sits in on the show when Thug Princess is available.
Oh.
The fucking storm that will happen to this bitch here.
What? Oh my God.
She will die. Don't do it.
And Consistent Caller, I need you. I asked a question like 3 weeks ago. Can I play the outtakes?
I say just play them. I say just play them. No. Come on, just play them.
No.
Just do it.
You need permission.
All right.
So there was a lot of editing going on. Because
that last call was...
suspect.
Was there editing going on with that last call?
No.
What happened with the last call? Was that no editing?
No, I didn't edit anything.
Okay, she
did nothing. It's self-edited. So, oh, I mean, you want to hear the version before this one?
Yeah, let's do it. Come on, queen. Let's do it. I want to hear the unedited
Consistent version. Caller is always gracious enough to give us two versions of all of her feedback.
Are you serious?
I'm just going to let you look.
That
you
is can hilarious. Look, dude. That is hilarious. Two versions, though?
It's always two versions. And it's only maybe like four words different than the last.
She's like, wait a minute, let me get myself together.
I know, right?
Maybe she just wants to be heard. Okay, so this was the original cut. There's not much difference, but it's, you know.
Hi, IDS family. I'm calling because I want to make a comment on the caller from last week. The comment that he made about, damn it, Gina, being on some type of feminist kick. Or something pertaining to trying to save a hoe. Look, somebody has to advocate for us females. And look, hoes need love as well.
DJ K.
So whether you are a hoe, a cock, or just a classic woman,
classic hoe,
whatever you want to call yourself, I say call in, write in. Give your comments, because damn it, Gina, got you.
Y'all gonna, one, leave Consistent Caller alone. Two, Consistent Caller's gonna email me and tell me what she's drinking
before I want she leaves some. A
message. If you put out,
I need to buy it.
Okay, Consistent Caller, in case you don't know what she's talking about. Queen Neen used to do a show called Now in My Glass.
You used to do a show called Ride With Me.
Yeah, see.
Like we used to do a show called Recap to Recap.
Like y'all used to do a show called The Un.
Wait.
You didn't even like give me a chance. Used to do parodies?
You didn't even give me the chance to come out because I was going to jump in. Damn.
Let Drew jump in because I don't know what the hell any of you talking about.
Yes,
show just went completely to hell. Just went to
hell. Right.
Man, fuck this shit. I'm doing a doc.
You did that wrong. It's supposed to be just your thumb. Okay.
I did.
But there's only one thing that's more funny than Consistent Caller's feedback.
Oh.
It's what the audio translation of her feedback is. And it goes as follows. Oh, God. Hi, Ivy. It's family. I'm calling because I want to make a comment on the caller from last week. The comment that he made about, damn it, Gina. Van on some type of stimulus check or something pertaining to trying to save a hoe.
Oh.
Hello. Somebody.
Hello.
Somebody has to Everett 84 female. Hello. Hold me. Love though. I just a classic woman. Whatever you want to call yourself, I say calling right in, give your comment, cause damn it, Gina got you.
Hello.
Hello.
Was that for real?
Oh my God.
That is what Google said that she said.
Damn it.
Thank God we get to hear it.
She was probably upset as she was typing.
Damn it.
No. No, it translates your voice.
Oh, it translates your voice. Oh, shit.
That was a terrible translation.
Perfect. You need to do that more often. That is perfect.
Right, yeah.
So the part when, what about the whole part? Because that was, when she was talking. So
it just made something up.
Oh, what did it create? I want to hear that part.
I don't know what it said. It said van or some type of stimulus check.
That's close.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, stimulus check. It's
all right. Thank you, Obama.
Fine. Hi, IZS family. I'm calling because I want to make a comment on the caller from last week. The comment that he made about, damn it, Gina, being on some type of stimulus kick or something pertaining to trying to save a hoe. Look.
That makes sense.
Somebody has to advocate for us females. And look, hoes need love as well.
Sound like she got stuck.
So whether you are a hoe,
she know what she wanted to do.
You know what that sound like? That sound like, remember back in the day when you did something wrong, your mama had to whoop you while she talked to you? Mm-hmm. That's what it's like.
You know what that remind me of? What was that song? Naughty girls need love. Doom, 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 doom.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
Anybody knows this?
No.
You don't remember that song? Okay.
Everybody tried and they looked and was like, no. I'm sorry.
No, it played in AR.
I don't remember.
People don't think black people sound like that. Anyway, so that's the end of that feedback. thank you, consistent caller.
There may be another version.
Oh my God, I do remember this.
See?
That song, what's her face?
Samantha Fox. I've
been no. Oh my God.
Like a stimulus check.
Wow.
Cool, man.
Well, all right. And 84 women. Mm-hmm. Hold up.
And feminine one of them sis. Nobody remembers this song.
I do now.
Well, I know you do.
I worked at Waxy Maxy right. When this dropped. So.
No, Waxy Maxy. Oh, my God.
Wow. Used to always know what to do.
Now you got me confused. Everybody's wondering, what the fuck show am I listening to?
Right. You
ID what?
Uh-huh.
ID yes, bitches.
Lisa Coverband.
It do.
All right, you have come on, let's get to the question
for today. All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah, get to it. Get that song right. Off.
Huh? That was a good song.
Yeah, that was
real good.
Stop it. Way back.
I'm here to get my jam on.
All right, today's question. Now, as y'all see, I have no devices in my hand. I'm not reading from nothing.
Are you going to remember?
Because this one here was a drive-by topic.
Okay.
I mean, I'm talking about I was accosted in the street, and I was like, look, I just started listening to your show, and I got a question I need an answer to. I'm like, hold up, bitch. What's your name?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was like, whoa. Ho, 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 ho. So check it out. So here was a scenario. Y'all ready? Okay, so there was a gentleman that was in a relationship. Mm-hmm. He was in a relationship for about a year, year and a half or so. Mm-hmm. Okay. One day, while just being goofy or whatever, he called his girlfriend, and he said to her, hey, I need to talk to you about something. She was like, what's up? He said, I bumped into one of your girlfriends downtown, and she pulled me up and put something in my ear. So she was like, okay, and? She was like, well, she told me that when I be dropping you home, you be getting geared up, you hit the club, and you be hooking up with some nigga at the club.
Bitch.
So she denied it or what have you, whatever. So he kept pressing, and he was like, all right, well, your girl was like, you know, whatever, if you don't come clean or whatever, that she would let me know what was what. Inevitably, the girl came clean and was like, okay, fine, I am seeing somebody at the club. So the dude was like, now he was like, oh, wait a minute, I was joking, but now you done came clean. So he delved deeper, and he was like, well, so is it, so, okay, so she told me about the one dude. What was, who's the other dude that you be talking, that you be seeing? And after a little bit more pressing, she came clean about a second dude that she was cheating on him with. Now, the girl says that he has no right to be mad at her because he lied about the way he found out. Somebody, please motherfucking tell me, does that make any goddamn sense under God's motherfucking sign?
I'm gonna go last because I'm confused as shit. I don't even know what the fuck you just said and who was starting it and who said
and
what.
Who was in a relationship?
The chick.
So that's why I said. So right. let
the chick feels real quick. The chick feels that he has no basis to come at her about cheating because he lied about the way he got the information.
Are they in a relationship? Are they committed?
They are in a relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
And he just in a joke got her to admit to cheating.
It wasn't very funny.
That's not the point we're making.
I don't care how he got the information. The fact that she, you know, admitted to the shit, you know, don't try to justify because you fucked up the way I got the information. I mean, I got the information the way I did, and you fucked up. And there's no way in hell that you're going to try to say, oh, well, because you found it out that way, I should be safe. No, man.
But who's to say that she could be lying too?
She admitted it.
No, she came clean.
Yeah, but
boohoo, tears and everything.
You think she was just?
Yeah, that could have been some
theatrical shit.
Mm-hmm. Women, some women know how to turn it off and on. Mm-hmm. Hence, Duchess.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow. Well, if that's the case, both of them playing games and it's just,
they're both stupid.
Yeah, but if in any event that he did not, it was wrong how he played with her, because you don't play like that. If you just don't play like that if everything is all good. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain things you just do not do in a relationship.
He probably
going to beg to differ.
You don't play
whatever,
like that.
You're passive aggressive ass.
Yeah, no bullshit.
Going to beg
like, you don't play like that.
You know what I mean?
Why
that's just like with me
need?
Like me and mine. We're not going through each other's phone. I don't grab the phone. Who is this? And going, I tried that shit one time. No.
Therein lies her absence from the show.
And what happened?
No. This is a couple years ago. This is a couple years ago.
right.
Y'all
right.
Stupid. No, this is a couple years ago.
I picked up that nigga's phone and I saw another chick. Then I said, like,
I tried that and saw nothing. I felt quite stupid after that. And the funny thing about it is, like he said, I'm going to let you get my phone. He said, but this is going to be the last time that you ever check my shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I was like,
that's my yes, nigga. That's
I know, daddy. Right? Yeah. I love that shit.
Let me see, though.
That's what I'm going to take a picture
of. This bitch's name.
He said that shit and that coochie got wet.
Yes, it did.
He got him some that night.
Yes, he did.
And he talked to you the whole while.
That's true. Because that shit is hot.
I'm
going to
go through my motherfucking shit.
I know, right?
You laughing, so that's
I'm hot just thinking about it. I'm like,
damn. I don't remember what happened that night, but
you know what happened.
You know what happened.
Because
I had a reason. reason. I just have no reason to even go there with him. That's my whole point. Like, right. we're not, if we're going to play a game, we're not going to go that far into the game when it can ultimately have you find out some shit that you don't necessarily want to know or mm-hmm. even thought it was happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. don't, I mean, just certain things, I mean, come on, we grown. Stop playing. Right. That's it.
No shit. No shit.
Stop playing.
But I feel you. I feel you on the level of we shouldn't be, you know, playing games or whatever. But let's stick to the basis of what we doing here. So, whatever. A joke was played and the truth came out. Does that excuse the truth?
No, it doesn't excuse the truth. I don't think it excuses the truth.
Does he still think it's funny?
You thinking right, about me right
exactly.
now?
Since you got since you got jokes.
You got jokes, right?
No, I'm just saying. I just want to know what she thinking about me right now when she puts that lip gloss on. I'll make it tingle.
Hello?
Oh. My. You all right?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Lipstick is popping.
I just bought this gloss for my child.
It popping
now.
It's going to be popping in a few.
It's sexy. I like it.
Uh-oh. Family reunion on her mom.
Family reunion.
No one babysits here.
You know Dame Regina don't even know what
I have no idea. Like, let me. Don't put your lips like that, queen. I ain't never seen you do that before.
You need to learn how to work those lights, too.
She popsized. No,
lights behind you.
Drew, yeah,
Drew
knew.
Used to work them jaws. She knew exactly
when to
turn.
You cannot show me what to do.
I can't show you. You have to find your way.
You got to do it with the head.
No.
That's aggressive. You got to be sexy. You got to be sexy with it.
She said that's aggressive.
Give it an ass. That's intimidating. It's like you going to jump on it. Like that commercial. The time of my life.
Don't be touching my leg like that, Drew. You can be here in a minute.
When we got on certain subjects, the light would just go down real subtle. Like. You know, you got
it. Just happens.
Yeah, I feel that cute. That's
okay.
Anyway, go ahead, Damagina. Answer the question.
My response. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Here comes that feminist bullshit.
Shut up. As love as much
constant
as I
drinker.
Would love.
I mean, call him.
I love consistent drinker. As much as I would love to say, you know, it was a joke and it was some BS. If she admitted to it like a dummy, then at the end of the day, she fucked up. Like,
but we don't excuse French on this show.
Oh, we don't? Good. Yeah. So oui, she oui. fucked up. Like, at the end right. of the day, you
yeah. She you said that with her, right. with her,
with her inner Michelle.
You know what I mean? You know, Chrisette Michelle, you don't like admit that shit. Like at the end of the day, she fucked up, and it doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter how he found out. She admitted it. She was wrong. She's caught, and at the end of the day, you know, maybe
now what he gonna do that?
He need to leave her ass, like fuck her and leave her. Sorry, that sounds so sorry.
But if it was one guy, would have been excusable. I think it's inexcusable.
Fuck her and leave her.
That's that.
So you want one for the road,
one for the road.
No, because she's right. That's how you do it.
I'm so sorry.
You know what? And I wouldn't have brought it up till after I was finished.
If you get one for the road, you got to put the daycare on her face.
What?
Wow.
Absolutely.
What's he doing with too far?
Why just,
really?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay. That's nasty. No.
A mask.
No, none of that.
And let her sit there and talk to her. So what you got to do is you got to talk to her afterwards so you can let that joint dry.
That's nasty. No. That's too far. Like,
Jesus. Nigga, you ain't say that last week.
Hello? Huh? Excuse me, I take it internal, not external. There's a difference.
Oh, but it's been said that it clears the pores and the skin and everything.
You know, it does clear your pores, but it can also clear your pores from the
inside. Well, how would you know if
it can clear your pores from the inside?
No, it can create new pores on the inside.
It doesn't have to just be on your face.
No, and it can
relieve. Mark looked away, was like, whoa.
You said it can create a whore.
No,
it creates new pores on the inside.
If you're stuffy.
That's not sexy. All
right.
No, that's a little sexy to clear the congestion from internally.
If you're stuffy, it'll help. It's a lot of.
Oh, you put it up your nose?
What you want to know? What?
It's happened by accident a time or two.
That wasn't sexy.
What you want to know? Something? Uh-huh. Oh, never mind. That's something totally different. Go ahead, y'all.
Say it.
No, it's just all in what the man eats.
No, you know what? Ooh. Seriously.
Oh.
Queenie, we've asked a lot out of the Deepsters. Seriously, if you listen to this show, man, please. We know you busy. You don't have a lot of time to get in typing a whole email out and the whole shit. Please. What's the number, Queen? 202-750-1437 1IDS. Leave a message. We need feedback on this. I'm not bullshitting, y'all. I was stopped in the fucking street about this one. And I was like, look, we'll try to get that on. We got other questions in front of you. And I was like, grabbed up by the collar. No, I need to know that.
Can I ask you, was it the female, like the woman? Oh, God, I can't believe I said
it.
Was it the woman or was it the guy?
It wasn't either one in the relationship. It was the third person. That was saying that nigga was dead wrong and had no stance.
Saying that, yeah.
Right.
Third person. What's your angle, third person?
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? And for this person stopping me in the street, she must have felt like she was some some type of motherfucking star.
I was going to say, you passive aggressive.
Don't be stopping me in the street.
Don't be passive aggressive, dude. If you want to ask a question, just ask it. You don't have to be sneaky. You don't have to go around.
That's right.
You know. Just ask. But, be like,
I don't think he would have got the same results if he was like, are you cheating on me?
I'm sorry.
I don't think she would have been like, nigga, no.
Why does she feel the need to cheat? I'm just asking. At the end of the day,
He came with his motherfucking Barnaby Jones, and he put it down on the motherfucking table and said, this is the evidence that I got against you.
See, guys get mad when women do that.
But the question is, why is she cheating? I'm just curious. Why is she cheating?
But just
she's sleeping with two other dudes, right? Then why is she doing that? Like, I mean, is she just a whore, or is he just
trying to get
putting
the club
down
for free?
Either way. But that, again, that's, see, now you're getting the light thing
right.
You see how you do it with the head?
Did I do that?
That's how it's supposed to be done, though.
There you go. Okay.
But no, but I understand what you're saying, but again, that's still a side issue. Besides what we're getting at,
I've already acknowledged that
he got the info. I don't give a damn how he got it. He got it.
Right.
Well, now the question is,
so
why?
You don't got to give your chips up because you know, shit, nigga, the law do that. Niggas is serving 25 to life for the law doing shit like that.
How about that?
You know, your man in another room already said that you didn't. No, he didn't.
Right.
Look, he picked me up at 8.
Right.
And then we went. Yeah. He took the gun. I gave him 7 bullets. He said he wanted 3 more because he wanted to kill everybody.
Right.
The law been doing that shit forever. Right. So niggas ain't getting lighter sentences because they got the information by telling a lie. You get the information how you get the information. Mm-hmm. Motherfucking keep your motherfucking pussy on lock.
But no, wait.
Niggas keep your dick where it's supposed to be.
True shit. But see,
and we wouldn't be talking about it. We wouldn't even have a show if y'all raggedy, ratchet motherfuckers stop fucking up out there.
Okay.
It's black love.
Find
a black motherfucker and start loving on
them. Hey, buddy. You made the comparison of how law enforcement has been doing that for years and what have you. But law enforcement have a reason to do it. They're not doing it just, they're not randomly picking somebody off the street and say, Shorty Black said that you was at this convenience store doing XYZ. It's a situation that made them do it. You see what I'm saying? It's something that...
But who said that he didn't have reason? Suppose he just was like, you know what? I really want to take it to the next level. I might think about proposing this bitch. Let me put this out there just to see what
bitch
I get.
I'm thinking about proposing to
I'm
this
twisted
bitch.
Nene already told you I'm twisted. So
I'm a little twisted too, but I still her bitch.
No, like, you're really pissy. You're not
excuse me.
Shots fired. Your turn.
I know, right? Like, I'm not pissy.
Hold on. But Queen, so where can they send feedback in?
Jeez.
You can send feedback to indeepshow@yahoo.com. And like we said, voicemail is 202-750-1437.
Now, I'm sorry that I had to get into that cesspool of nastiness
before
I got into what was important. Did y'all see the video montage of Kmart's Parents Black Love?
I didn't see it.
Are you kidding me?
I tried to find it.
He sent a slideshow of his parents' black love.
Wait, where did he put it?
He put it on the page.
On Indeep Show?
Yeah.
I know somebody who still didn't know where to send it.
That shit shut me down. I get this shit while like I'm in the worst parts of my days, at the most confusing parts of my days, and that shit makes everything better.
I'm looking now. Hold on, let me see.
Wow. That was wonderful. Kmart. Kmart's parents. Kmart, you gotta let your parents hear this show. Kmart's parents.
Yeah, just a piece of the show. Just
or at least fast forward. Yeah, fast forward.
What's the time? What's the time on it?
What's the time stamp?
Time stamp.
1 hour, 19 minutes.
Okay, you gotta all come right, in.
There you go.
1 hour and 20.
You found the queen?
No, I didn't see it. That's why I was like, wait, where did he put it? Was it featured? Did he put it on his page? What? I was like, where did it go? Okay. I don't know where he put it. I wasn't. Yeah, so. Kmart, did you actually put it on our page?
Let me see if I can find Kmart.
Curious. I mean, I saw the tweet, but I didn't see. Okay. Hey. Anyway, so use the hashtag Black Love. You know, Facebook has it going, and it's going, but we want to see it on our page so we know where we can find it, because we want to tell people, hey, Black love is real.
That's right.
And it's
Black
out.
Love is happening.
We out here.
Kmart, where the hell did you put this, Kmart?
That's what I'm saying.
I know you put it.
I didn't see it.
So real quick, while y'all looking for, are we going to Blues Alley on the 12th?
I need to get with you about that.
Okay.
Yeah, we might have to load up the
the Pacer?
Get the band back together.
Wow.
The RV.
Right.
Just to go to DC.
Kind of gas up the Pacer.
Well, Pacer, that brings back memories.
The mystery machine.
There. Yeah, you know.
Mm. Ooh, we might have to do that. Because believe you me, my inner and outer loins tingle.
Hello.
I'm tingling.
When I saw that.
Stories about Pacer.
You just over there tingling? Damn it, Gina.
Because I had those two drinks, I wait all week just to come here to drink. Like,
go on,
seriously.
Ski.
It's always, what?
Hey.
Go on, ski.
Too late.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, all right.
Pow, pow. Damn. Well, you know what? Y'all got to trust me. It's there.
Okay.
We'll go for that.
I'll find it.
You want to go to break or something? Oh, you got to go?
Hold up. Wait a minute. Where did he post? Yeah. Yeah. He got the music and everything to it. There you go.
All right, there you go.
I know we'll find it.
Okay. Oh, it's a video. That's why maybe I didn't see it. So let's see. Hold on. It's a flip-a-gram.
Okay.
Listen to the music along with it.
I love that song.
True, baby. This Black Love movement is murderous right now.
Damn, his parents look good.
Yeah, they do.
Damn.
Ain't that some shit? Well, look, we got to take like a super quick break.
OGK Mark and his mom.
And we're going to wrap this son of a bitch up.
37 years and counting.
How's that?
That sounds good? Awesome.
That is.
Let's do that. All right, the smoke is cleared. That was a wild ride. But what else do you expect from IDS? This is what we do. If you invite us on your show, it will be Mutiny on a Bounty.
And you will not come back in a second.
And we're going to take your booty.
Right. And literally and figuratively. Look, we got to get out of here. You know what we got to do before we get out of here. Drew, baby.
Two finger, one finger. You supposed to say that. But nope. Two finger.
You know what you're doing.
I know. Two finger my life right now. You know, I can't even complain, I will not, because that would be very selfish of me. Because there are people that are in deeper situations than
Botswana.
Me. Yeah. Yeah, people are in deeper situations.
They're doing things that you are not doing.
Yes, I am living.
You are doing some things that they cannot do.
Drew, baby, got her Mariah Carey going on right now.
Where's the fan? But one finger, one finger to my weight. Like, I'm just so over it. And the struggle is so real. It is rude. The struggle is so real. But you know, I digress and continue to try. So,
Drew, baby, if you lose weight, I just pray I find it, because I will. I'll put that shit in a baggie and keep it under my pillow.
Shut up. See, but you've known me for a long time, so you know how You know how small I was then. I was thinner. But no, I was just I was like, no, my 219, that's fine, because I like being thick. I like being thick. I love being
right, queen.
I just don't like too I don't like carrying too by you know what? Your neck is I don't like carrying two bodies. I just want one, you know? Aww. So that's it.
You look good.
Oh, thank you.
You do.
I don't feel good.
Yeah. No, right. Well,
you look good.
That's it.
Okay.
I'm done.
Yay.
I'll be 5,000.
Okay. Love you.
See you. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
We miss you. We miss you.
Miss you more.
I know, right? I just wish.
Don't go.
I just wish Drew.
I have to leave.
I just wish Drew just understood that. Drew's not heavy. She's just
curvy and sexy.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's back. You know you don't want to go there.
Don't go.
Give my baby a hug when you leave. Well, all right. Two finger, one finger. Who's next?
Hey, you know what? Two fingers to the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. Nah, for real. This comes from the heart.
Fingers to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. They did their best. I mean, they tried their hardest in the first half of the game.
That's right, because we got to see them niggas in 2 weeks.
I know, but I think we're going to be all right.
Falcons. I'm talking about the Falcons.
Oh, I thought you meant Dallas.
Nah.
I thought you meant the Eagles.
We see the Eagles this week.
Right.
Oh,
where y'all gonna watch that game?
Yeah. I'm trying to be there.
For real?
Absolutely.
This week?
In Dallas?
Absolutely. There's something about me and that club level that has turned into a level.
It's local.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then we play Dallas after that, right?
It's the only place I can seem to consume 12 to 15 double shots of Apple Crown. Come here, baby. Hi, Mama. This is my goddaughter, y'all. Say hi to people.
Hi.
Tell these people what you are doing in your entrepreneurial life.
Firebomb lip gloss.
All right.
Firebomb lip gloss. Y'all look that shit up. Tell them a little bit something about Firebomb lip gloss.
Entrepreneur.
Basically, it's non-toxic. You will not have any rashes. It's all natural ingredients. And it's made in PGCPS.
And it's made with love. Right. And my lips feel so soft.
They do. For hours. No, I bought it.
No, it's bullshit, awesome. Y'all. Check that out. That's my goddaughter. Support. Right. Do that. Y'all, look.
Yes.
Look, gentlemen, y'all want.
You want soft lips.
Y'all want that action. Y'all want that bob. Y'all get that fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like it.
That's the new slogan. I'm copywriting that and giving it to her. You want that bob, get that fire.
Mm-mm. Not copywriting that to her. Mm-mm. Nope.
Yes.
No.
Wow.
No, sir.
I mean, I liked it up until she said 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Stop it,
sir.
No, not
I'm just that. Saying.
That's gross.
When Queenie just put that on her lips, you saw my pants.
She did if put you, that on her lips.
If you want to buy it and support the little babies.
I've that's used right. it. It's
she has
really
so many
good.
Different flavors.
She does. I had the purple one, all the glitter. Oh, my God. It was so awesome. Yeah. I loved it.
Like peppermint mocha, ooh. Peppermint wow. white chocolate.
You know what I like most about your new tattoo? It forces me to look more at your breasts.
Where's the tattoo? Well, let me see.
It's on my arm. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. How does that equate to your breast?
I don't know. All right.
Because it's right there.
Two finger,
it's
two finger one
arm
finger.
It's right there.
Two
oh,
finger.
It's like a
two finger, SP
one
twice.
Finger. Damn it, Gina.
You.
Damn it, Gina.
Me? Damn it,
two
Gina.
Finger, one
two
finger.
Two fingers. Well, two fingers will go to my daughter. Yeah, my baby is 23. She'll be 24. Yeah, she's an old girl. She'll be 24 in February, wow. And we spent quite a bit of time together this weekend. You know, she's great. We're going through some changes. You know, she's going into womanhood and being an adult and, you know, finding her way. And
so she's passing you.
Wow.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Really? You're going to mess up my two fingers?
I'm sorry.
But I just want to say, you know, she is coming into her own, and I love her. And, yeah, that's my baby.
We love
her. No matter how old. Yeah, she's 23, going on 24, and she's awesome.
I remember those days.
I know. I remember 23 too.
I remember that. I drank 23 away.
That was a different time.
I went from 18 to 27.
That's a big jump. Yeah.
I know. It happened. I just don't know.
You have one finger?
There's do people still calling me about it once.
Do you want to go next?
No.
You good?
No.
You good? Okay. One finger. You know what? I don't have a one finger. I just want to keep it positive at two fingers.
You said you don't have a microphone. What did you say?
I said I don't have a one finger. I just will keep it
what
at
you,
two.
What you, Jason Pierre-Paul now?
I'll just keep it
I
at
didn't
two.
Didn't even get that joke.
I didn't. You saw my face. I was
Jason
like, what?
Pierre-Paul, he plays for the Giants, and he was lighting firecrackers and blew his fingers off.
I'll take one of those
fingers. All of them? Or just
I'll take one of those fingers. What?
Doc, give her a finger. Slowly.
That was quick.
Go ahead, take that.
Right. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Y'all gonna stop fucking with me.
She went one finger home, so she called Dr. Wally, and she said, like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Damn it.
Yes.
All right, can I give my two finger?
Oh, she didn't throw the one by now.
Here we go.
No, actually, I already had it. Mine is actually a little bit selfish.
Okay.
But I would like to send two fingers to the Drinky Events team, and if you're in the DMV, please go to Drinky Events and like our Facebook page, and we're starting to do tastings, something that I talked about for a really, really long time. So we're finally getting this joint off the ground. And if
taste.
You're
where's it gonna be? Oh, I'm sorry, did that come out kind of sassy? No, I meant like it did. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, girl. But if you want, if you're in the DMV, please come to a Drinky event. Okay. And so let's see. One finger is, I'm going to put the one finger to me because I'm trying to figure out how to do websites and postings and stuff. And I'm like, it is taking me way longer than I think it should. So one finger to my lack of knowledge. So if anybody out there knows how to do shit, feel free to hit me up.
Call me.
Holla.
Absolutely. I want to give.
Oh.
Yeah, must have been something I ate. I want to give two fingers. y'all might think I'm like trying to get some brownie points, but I'm not. I want to give two fingers to my newly promoted supervisor. He's an awesome dude.
I think that's great.
He's worked hard. And, he has talked to me and, you know, promised he would get me in a better place. And 100%, I believe him. I trust him. And I look forward.
Oh. Do you have a little something in your nose?
Thank you.
Do you have a little something right there on the tip? Right there. Yeah, there you go. Good job.
No, I think that's awesome.
I do think it's awesome. Good job.
I would like to give one finger.
Oh, here we go.
You know what? I would like to give one finger to people that you just learned English like last week and you want to fucking challenge my manhood.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck you. And I would like to give three fingers.
Oh.
Oh.
Queenie, can you tell them what the three fingers is all about?
I will not, sir.
Three fingers. You know what three fingers is, Doc?
Rock on or something?
Nope.
I don't know.
Do you know what three fingers is?
I'm thinking fisting.
No.
Oh, no.
Three fingers. That is called the shocker.
Oh, okay.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Ew.
I would like to give three fingers to those wonderful Dallas Cowboys.
That's like the only rap song I know, like right now. I love it. I swear to goodness, I know.
I had to get that out, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm gonna tell you, I asked for very little this weekend, and I got half of it. So,
well, that's good.
I thank you, Atlanta Falcons, for making that happen for me. And we got to get out of here on the real. We thank you. We love you, but we gotta go. So, doctor,
what
do we always like to tell these folks as they depart from this here show?
God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house.
You know I hadn't skated, I was singing like, ooh.
I swear, nigga.
Boy, I know my role and I play.
I do.
If you heard that I'm talking, then I said it.
I did.
Coin, where you at? At the top of the loft, nigga, I stay. What? I'm a bad boy, but I don't wear big clothes like me. In the club, and a nigga did it poppin'. In that hoe, she want a free drink, tell the bitch to get up off it. I'm the nigga to get it poppin'. Her hat short like Denny Rock. At the clip point, nigga, we flyin'. When I landed, boy, I walked in.
Peace, bitches.